This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
So Flossie, happy 110th birthday. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. Rockstar, do you know who Boyd Tinsley is? I think you do.
I've heard that name.
Heard the name.
Violinist.
Okay. From Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews. He has now been sued for sexual harassment.
Uh-oh.
By musician James Frost. Yeah, this according to Rolling Stone. The suit obtained by Rolling Stone claims that Tinsley discovered when in 2007, when he was 18 years old and playing as a street musician in San Francisco. Duo formed a friendship in 2009. Tinsley gave Wynn backstage passes to a San Francisco music festival in 2011. According to the suit, Tinsley provided Frost VIP campground tickets to the Dave Matthews Band Caravan, where they hung out. That's when Frost Wynn claims that Tinsley began to repeatedly sexually harass him.
That's no good.
Yeah, and it gets pretty detailed here. Something about pills messed him up. I mean, there's some weird stuff in here. Photos.
I would imagine.
Sexually charged text.
Ooh.
Touching.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bad suit there. I'm going to throw that out. I didn't know what direction that was going to go.
Did it just you pass up. The hour?
I got a bizarre kidnapping out there, fellas. Connecticut woman got a disturbing phone call from her nephew who told her he had been kidnapped and his abductor was demanding $800 or he would, quote, burn the young man.
Small price for a ransom. I'm going to need proof of life real quick.
Made the call. I was wondering if you were going to send that money because I really got to go home, police said. The young man pleaded with his aunt in a later call. While officers ran a trace, detectives told the aunt to demand that his abductors text her a photograph of her nephew. Now, she told her nephew, I want to make sure you're still good. No one was prepared for what came next. The photograph showed the 21-year-old victim lying face down in a bathtub and a 3-foot alligator on top of him.
What?
You can't be doing that.
Now, $800 is what they're trying to get, right?
He went on to tell his aunt, quote, they got this alligator on me, and they're saying if no money is given, they're going to have him chewing on me. So, they said Shelton police would later surround a Shelton hotel, capture the creature, and arrest a 30-year-old, a convicted felon from Garland, Texas, on kidnapping and extortion charges. So the good news is the young man did not get eaten by the 3-foot alligator.
Well, that is excellent news. You're correct.
I ran across this story a couple of days ago. This is amazing. Have you guys heard about this 25-year-old that posed as a high school student?
I did.
25-year-old?
Yeah, so hear this, Brown. 25-year-old man was arrested after allegedly posing as a high school student in a Dallas Independent School District campus so he could compete in high school basketball. Now, Dallas police said that Sidney Bouvet, portly, claimed to be a displaced Hurricane Harvey evacuee, enrolled as a freshman student. I don't know why you would do a freshman.
At 20.
I want 4 good years.
At 25?
Good point.
Maximum eligibility.
Did it at Skyland High School in August under the name of Rushun Richardson. Now, federal law exempts people who claim to be homeless or an evacuee due to a natural disaster from requiring documents they might not have. Guy did his homework. But a former coach actually saw him in a tournament. They said he was dominating, by the way. But I guess a 25-year-old in freshman basketball probably
well,
would.
Well, I hope so. But
well, then I saw the poor this guy. He was an average player. They said he wasn't. He didn't really stand out.
Oh, I thought he didn't stand out before, but I thought he was standing out here.
I guess.
But here's the deal. I think the next chapter of this story is going to be because if you're a high school student again, there is a chance, and you're a star on the basketball team. There's a chance that.
Yeah,
cheerleader
yeah.
or somebody is going to want to date you.
And statute of limitations ain't going to be burned on that. Yeah, I see where you're going.
And you're 25. If you start dating a 14, 15-year-old, there's going to be issues.
Yeah. Yeah, big issues. So I'd love to go back and relive college. That seems like that would be fun.
Just
but high
going to class and taking tests.
I thought we just called that a Thursday night for you.
Not anymore, Dunaway. Very responsible. Made it here before both of you guys today, right?
Boom.
I don't keep score.
I have no idea. I just don't see Brown's truck sometimes.
I park on the other
side. Okay, I got some humble brags for you guys.
Bicycle liquor.
All right, let's do it.
First one. Can there be a day without these guys giving me looks? It bothers the hell out of me. Oh. Can't even wear basic sweats without it happening.
Oh, she had a picture of her in short sweatpants shorts.
Here's another one. I'm considered the pretty girl at school, and sometimes it sucks. I mean, yes, I like the attention that boys give me, but literally every guy I talk to falls in love with me.
Literally.
I love all my guy friends, but they are stuck in the friend zone forever.
Ugh.
Oh, another humble brag. It really bothers me when people call me perfect. There is nothing perfect about me.
Oh. I can't breathe.
That word doesn't even fit me. I have so many flaws that I am fixing right now that you have no idea. There is no such thing as perfect when it comes to me.
Oh, awful.
Another humble brag. Wow, I feel special now. This old guy walks by my house a lot, just rang the doorbell and told me he always hears me drumming while taking walks, and he told me that I am definitely one of the best drummers in the world.
Tommy Lee?
He thought I would be in high school, but I told him I was 14. He told me he used to be a music teacher. That's how he knows. LMAO. And the final.
No. Can you imagine knocking on the door? You're the best drummer in the world.
You know, I hear you when I walk.
See you later.
Final humble brag might be the best. I've been told twice by dates that I'm intimidating because I've got a lot going for me. In medical school, had a cool career before, solid hobbies, in shape. How do I avoid making the girl self-conscious about herself?
Oh,
that's a tough job, man.
Oh, these are brutal.
Gene sent us one. Love the show. Humble brag. I was in New York to see Hello, Dolly. It was really good and all, but my seats were so close, I had to move my head back and forth to see the whole stage.
Oh, perfect seats. It is Hello, Dolly. It wasn't like you were Hamilton. How long's Hello, Dolly been playing?
Oh, real quick, Steven Spielberg and Leonardo DiCaprio in talks to make the Ulysses Grant.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Biopic. How about that?
That didn't interest
me. Lincoln to Ulysses S. Grant. Awesome.
What's the story behind U.S. Grant? That doesn't really...
He won the Civil War,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he led the North troops.
Okay. He did such a good job with Lincoln, right?
Is that going to make a great movie? Lincoln was the president then, and that was the most miserable experience of my life.
Another one that could put you to sleep.
Yeah. Wait till Harbaugh wins something at Michigan. You don't think they'll be fired up about that?
Where college football never ends.
Here's Boker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.